Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:02 in the a.m. joining us right now, our baseball insider, Steve Molesky, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, Rob and Ed. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, man.
Now, yesterday, Tony Mancino, interim manager of the Orioles, was quoted. He answered a question about Heston Kerstedt. He said, I'm not ready to share yet, but I will talk about it and figure out what we want to share with you guys, but nothing yet. That, to me, it scares me a little bit because it says we know something, but we can't talk to you about it yet. And it kind of makes me wonder the real nature of his injury, the fatigue.
Well, yeah, it was mysterious, and you know, or they're still fact finding. You know, they're not reached the goal line of whatever they're looking into, and so yeah, I don't have any inside knowledge of it. And I heard what you said, Rob, and you were spot on. This is a great kid, as those of us who've been around him for a while know, and easy to root for. And I mean, it was really tough to see. I didn't watch a lot of AAA games, but I saw his struggles so badly when he went down. It was clear he wasn't getting it together, you know, to come back, because fans were telling me, bring him back. And I'm like, he's hitting 150. You know, you got to hit a little something here to earn your way back. And for a while, I talked to Heston about his defense. He made a couple nice plays, but it just didn't take, you know, as the errors would come and misplays. And it's got to really be weighing on him and all he's been through. I mean, kid just deserves a good break somewhere.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. I always liked him. I liked the school he came from and just all of it. Anyway, see, I haven't spoken to you since the flurry of trades, when they had all the names you know are gone. You follow the minor leagues more than anybody. How do you think they did with the prospects they got? I heard some of the Mets pitchers were supposed to be pretty good and things like that. But how do you think they did overall as far as, you know, in the trade balance, who won?
I mean, a lot of outlets who do this thing and who know some of these players better than I do have said they did fairly well. And time's going to tell on that, as we know, obviously. But I think the real strength of what they did was – adding 16 prospects, adding several ranked prospects, highly regarded. You lengthened the prospect pool. You strengthened your organizational depth. And people ask me, well, these players can't help next year, and most of them can't, except for the possibility of deals. They can help. And so when the World Series is over, you can trade, and you can trade not only draft picks you just added, but these players you just added. Or if you don't trade them, you've lengthened the pool of prospect capital that you have. You can trade other players, and your depth is still strong. So that's why you build up the farm. You just keep building and building and building. And as you guys know, if you've got 15 pitching prospects, get 25. That's better yet.
Right.
So whatever that number truly is for the Orioles, if we could get them on Truth Serum and say, how many studs in the minors do you really, really like pitching right now? It wouldn't be 15 probably, but let's say the number was 4, 5, 6. Well, now maybe it's 8, 9, 10. And it just, you know, you're just stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve Molesky joins us. We'll talk about his Substack a little bit later. But, Steve, here's a team. We were asked a little bit earlier by a caller, Antonio, can this team contend next year? So I'll ask you the same question. Can this Orioles team contend in 2026?
Well, I think they can. Now, here's the Blue Jays last year, Rob, were the Orioles this year. They won 74 games, and now they're in first place. And they had a nucleus of a good talent then, and they still do now. And even some people they added, like Santander, are not contributing much, and they're still winning. The way the Orioles are going to do this is they still have the young core. We all know the names. And I think over the next couple of weeks, they're going to add Beavers and Bisaccia to that. Now, let's just say it's a big if, I know. But if those two young men look as good as we think they are and they add them to the young nucleus, now go get some pitching and then you can contend. And you can get pitching by paying for it or trading for it. Or, you know, those are the two main ways you're going to have to do it this winter. And then keep bringing along like these buoy pitchers I've told you guys about. They're maybe a year away, some of them. So I think there's some internal help coming, but not opening day 2026 probably, but not long after maybe. So that's like the two or three fold plan that they've got to execute to get back to winning.
You know, everybody's got their sights on Bisaccia. Guys like him, he's the number one person everyone seems to talk about. He's tearing up the baseball. However, talking to ex-major leaguers that we have on the show and asking about this, they all say to a person that the biggest gulf in the game is the pitching between AAA and the majors. How sure are we that he's going to just, you know, continue what he's doing in the minor leagues?
Ed, you are never sure. That's a great question. The word can't miss should never be used right in baseball because they all can miss. We've seen 1-1 picks miss. We've seen first-round picks miss. They all can miss. So we're not sure, but, you know, what else can he do? That's the only pitching he can hit right now.
Right.
And he's tearing it up. The exit velocities are great. He's a great kid, and I've interviewed him with interpreting help. And I'm telling you, when fans get to see him and hear from him and see that smile and he lights up the room, it's just electric. It's electric personality. Even you can know that even though we don't speak the same language. I don't, as he does. And so Beavers intrigues me because this guy can impact the game five tools. You know, he's a good defender with a plus arm, and he's a 60 runner. He's got 22 steals at AAA.
Wow.
People don't even talk about that. He's added the pop. It's been a two-year project. I talked to him at Bowie a couple times about developing pop and working on retooling his swing. And he's very cerebral, smart kid, plays all out. So I think fans are going to love him too. And I mean, I really want to see what they can do. To me, that might be the biggest question for the remainder of the season when they get here. How good are they going to do? And I surely hope they get him out there every day so they get a nice evaluation. And if it's a positive evaluation, they might be starters on the opening day 2026.
Steve, tell us all about your Substack, my friend.
Well, speaking of those two guys, Bisaccia and Beavers, I wrote about them today, Rob, at steveonbaseball.substack.com. That's where people can find my work, daily stories, and my podcast drops on Thursdays. And the one that's dropping tomorrow is an interview with Trey Gibson. I think he might be the best pitching prospect right now in the Oriole organization. So I had a long interview with him, really good insight he provided. So it's all at steveonbaseball.substack.com.
Hey, Steve, thanks a lot, my friend, for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.